And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. Yeah, I'm working on your information flow. In other words, the stuff going in one ear and hopefully stopping and not going out the other ear. Yeah, this is information that I think you can use. And the information I'm going to present to you today is kind of tied into the information I presented to you yesterday. Now, if you didn't get a chance to hear yesterday's show, not a problem. You can always go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, go to the radio tab, or it might be labeled podcast. Depends on how you access the website, whether you do it through a smart device or you use a computer. Either methodology is going to get you to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio shows. Also is going to get you to the Del Walmsley radio shows. I recommend you listen to both of the shows. But more importantly, if you're trying to figure out what I talked about yesterday, you can go there and you can check out yesterday's show. You can get the content that I'm going to reference right now. On yesterday's show, I talked to you about interest rates, right? We talked about what the market is doing. We talked about a CNBC report that said that, you know, refinance rates are up 60% year over year, which is a fairly significant number. And then we talked about, does it make sense for you to refinance a property? Having said all of that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you back. I'm going to use my time machine. I've got it sitting right over here in the corner. We're going to jump into that time machine. We're going to go back 2 years. Now, I would take you back 3 years, but unfortunately, the controls on the time machine, I've got issues. You know, my time machine is patterned off of Doctor Who's TARDIS. Yeah, but it's the economy model. Yeah, I didn't get the full upgraded TARDIS model like Doctor Who has, you know, where it looks small on the outside and you walk in and it's like massive on the inside. I've got the one where it looks small on the outside and you walk in and it's even smaller. So it's going to be a little cramped in here. So, you know, please keep your hands to yourself because, I mean, there's no other place to put your hands, but maybe in your pockets. And let's jump into this time machine. Let me hit the gears. Let me hit the doomiflotchy. Let me hit the thingamajigger. I'm going to do this thing, turn that thing, and poof, we've now gone back a whopping 2 years. Again, I can't take you back 3 years because the thing's busted. It's only allowing me to go back 2 years in time. But here's what we find. 2 years ago, interest rates for investor loans on real estate were approaching 8%. Technically, my data says they were 7.94%. As a matter of fact, well, we're 2 years in the past. Let me open up the paper here. Hold on. Oh, yeah, it says 7.94%. That's the going rate for an investor rate loan. So what if we bought a property in the current timeline? Now, we're not in 2025 anymore. I've got you back in 2023. Now, it's still the month of September. And my good friend Greg has given us a property to analyze. Now, this property is located in San Antonio, Texas. It was built in 1986. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, 1,270 square feet. Pretty much the sweet spot of what we look for within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And we can buy this asset for $130,000. The reason we can buy this asset for $130,000 is that it's got issues. It's got some problems going on. And if we fix those problems, we can command a price of $215,000 in the current 2023 market. Now, you're not listening to a replay. Remember, I put you in a time machine. We've gone back 2 years. Whether you believe that to be true or not, that's my fictional story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah, I'm sticking to it. So here we are in September of 2023. We've got an asset that could be worth $215,000 staring us in the face. We can buy it for $130,000, and it's going to take about $40,000 in rehab. It's also going to take about $10,000 in closing and holding costs. Now, when it comes to the rehab, what we know about these types of properties that are effectively 37 years of age, From what I can tell, there hasn't been a roof replacement done on this property, and roofs tend to last about 30 years. This property is about 37 years old. It's probably time for a roof replacement. So that can cost us in 2023 around $7,000 to $8,000. The HVAC system needs replacement. That's going to cost us around $8,500 to $9,500. There's minor foundation issues. Those need to be resolved, and we can resolve those for about $4,500 to maybe $5,000. There's some plumbing that needs to be dealt with, especially after we do the minor foundation repair. We are potentially going to create some problems in the plumbing that needs to be repaired, and we can fix that for about $4,000 to $5,000. We've got some electrical issues in the property. Turns out this particular property doesn't have the correct wiring in it, and what we need to do is we need to upgrade some of the electrical connections in the property, and we might have to change out the electrical panel. So that can cost us around $3,000, possibly $3,500. The water heater needs to be replaced. That's about a $1,200 repair. And we need to do some interior painting, as well as some exterior painting, as well as maybe doing some upgrades in the kitchen and the bath to really make this property pop. That's how I got to an expense of about $40,000 to remediate this property. Now, it's going to take $27,000 of our own money to get this deal done, but we're going to capture equity of about $35,000. Cash flow-wise, we're going to make about $241 per month in positive cash flow, and the idea is we're going to hold this property until we get back into the future, back into 2025. You ready? Here, I'm going to hit the button. Here it goes. Boom. There, I hit it. Uh-oh. Nothing happened. Dang it. Oh, man. I don't even have access to Rick because Rick is in the present. I'm in the past. I can't even ask Rick to help me. I guess what I'm going to have to do is I'm just going to have to tap dance a little bit and give you some more information about this property. So one of the things that we do as real estate investors is we like to look at what is the potential for the property. Now, I gave you all the metrics for, you know, what the property can be bought for, what the cash flow return would be, what needs to be repaired, what the costs are to repair it, what the property is worth, all fixed up. I gave you all those parameters, right? But what we didn't talk about is we didn't talk about the future potential of the property, because what I was going to do, I was going to take you back to the future. And well, I was just going to talk about, you know, now that we're in the future, let's see what the property's done. But I can't do that because the button's stuck. And I don't know how to fix it. So I guess we're going to stick around in 2023 for a little while longer while I talk about the potential. So since we know we came from the future, and since we know we're going back to the future, but we're not going into the future, we're only going back to where we kind of left. Does that make sense? Or wherever time takes us, so that there's no little gap between where we left and where everybody else is at, because then we'd still technically be in the past. So we have to go to the present, which I think is what's causing this button to stick. I think it's having a problem calculating the present. And ironically, we don't have AI back here in 2023. That's something that was developed in the future. So I can't even go on my computer and ask AI to solve it. So let's just talk about future potential of this property, shall we? All right. I indicated to you that this property, when we buy it, once we rehab it, we get everything up and running, it's going to produce an annual cash flow. I didn't say annual. I gave you the monthly cash flow, right, of 241. Well, if we calculate what the annualized rate is for that monthly cash flow, it works out to be $2,892. We can call it $2,900 if you want to round up. $2,900 per year in additional cash flow coming into our household. Now, ironically, it cost us about $27,000 to buy that cash flow rate. So one of the things we want to figure out is what is the projection for that cash flow? What is that doing for us based off of the amount of money that we put into the deal? And that cash flow is returning about 10.71%, almost 11%. Now, remember, interest rates are higher back here in 2023, and there's a lot of people that are parking their money in bonds. There's a lot of people putting their money in savings accounts, and part of the reason for it is because they've not been able to get rates of return like this in a long time because interest rates had been so much lower prior to where we are currently. Y'all remember that, right? Okay. 10.71% doesn't sound like a ton of money, but that's only one way we make money in real estate. And that's the cash flow component. And we can use that cash flow on anything we want. We can spend it anyhow we want. And it's going to be protected by the fact that we're taking depreciation against the asset, which is going to protect the income stream that we're making on the cash flow. So by protecting the income stream that we're making, we get to realize all of that income stream. As a matter of fact, we're not going to ultimately pay any taxes on that income stream because the depreciation is going to wipe out the tax liability on the cash flow. And there's still going to be about $3,300 of additional depreciation that we can use on other eligible elements according to tax code. I'm not a tax professional. I'm not a tax attorney. I'm not playing one in the past. I'm just letting you know that these are mechanisms that we use as real estate investors to protect our income streams and to protect other sources of income that we're allowed to use depreciation against. This asset throws off a lot of depreciation. And another benefit of being a real estate investor, one of the five ways we make money in real estate, which are the tax implications. And the implications in this case benefit us as the real estate investor. Now, there's some other things going on with the property. There's the fact that we're going to have natural appreciation. And what I tend to do to calculate natural appreciation is I look at the value of the asset, which is currently $215,000. Once we fix this property all back up, it's going to be worth $215,000 in 2023. But what's it going to be worth later on down the road? What's it going to be worth, say, in 2025? Well, I estimate that the property will naturally appreciate almost $7,800 over a two-year period. So that's an additional $7,800 that we're making money on in this property. One of the five ways we make money in real estate is the fact that we have natural appreciation. It just naturally occurs. We don't have to do anything to affect it. It's just additional equity that's stacked onto the equity that we capture, which, by the way, in this particular asset is calculated about $35,000. And we're going to take advantage of something called principal pay down. What's that, principal pay down? Well, because we've been taught correctly how to buy real estate using the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap, we know that we're going to leverage the property. We're going to put about a 75% loan on the property. And as we make that monthly mortgage payment, part of that mortgage payment goes to principal, part of it goes to interest. Now, the interest expense becomes a business write-off. You can write that off as part of the expenses of the income. But again, that's part of the reason I'm not a tax professional. And you'll have a better understanding when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member how all this stuff works. So we're going to take additional principal pay down. We're going to take about $1,360 in the first year, and we're going to take about $1,475 in the second year. Now, you might be wondering, why are we taking more in the second year than we are in the first year? Well, if you look at how an amortized interest schedule works, it charges you the most amount of interest in month one and the least amount of interest in month 360. That's the way it works. It's like a sliding scale. So as you move through time, more of the money you pay on the mortgage goes against principal, not against interest. As a result of that, you get more equity contribution to your total equity in the asset. Again, another way we make money in real estate, one of the five ways we make money in real estate. Notice how I'm pointing out the five ways we make money in real estate, and I'm really just doing it from the past. Believe it or not, these concepts worked in 2023 just as they do in the future in 2025. Ironically, we're still stuck in 2023. So what I've got to do is I've got to figure out a way to get us back to 2025, because I've got more information I want to share with you, more information about this asset and how it did. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Working full-time but still falling behind? Learn how real estate education can help you build income and get ahead. On your terms, text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. But we're doing so from 2023. Now, this isn't a rerun. This is an episode where I've used my time traveling machine to take us back to 2023 to take a look at an asset that we could have bought in 2023 and to see how that asset actually is doing for us in 2025. The problem is we're stuck. We're stuck in 2023, and I can't access AI to get a solution because, well, to be honest with you, AI doesn't exist in 2023. That's a thing from the future. But here's what I realized. I realized that Rick, my producer, exists in 2023. And I realize I've got signal on my phone. It's working in 2023. And I could just text Rick. So let me do that. I'm going to text Rick real quick. Dear Rick, this is Al. Greetings from the future. I have come back to 2023 with my time traveling machine. You know, that same one that I had in 2023. And guess what happened? The darn thing is stuck. It's stuck in 2023. I don't know what to do. Do you have any suggestions? Okay, so I've texted Rick. Now, I don't know what Rick's doing right now. He might be recording radio shows for all I know. But at the end of the day, Rick will eventually get back to me with a solution. Oh, here it is. It's coming in. It's coming in. He says, oh, I don't know if I want to share this with you. Maybe I should. Because, I mean, you're stuck with me, so you should know Rick's solution. Rick says, have you ever seen the movie Back to the Future? Really, Rick? You're telling me that I've got to go to a clock tower at a certain time period on a certain time tonight? Rick, that's not going to work. I'm going to text Rick back and say, come on, man, that's the movies. I'm talking real life here. Come up with a solution for me. I've got to get us back to 2025. Okay, I've texted him back, and we'll see what he responds with. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for Rick to not be the funny guy, he is actually pretty funny. He and I cut it up all the time. I am focused on the potential for this property. I am focused on what this property can do for us. And what I'm indicating based off of my spreadsheets, because my spreadsheets still work in 2023 as they did in 2025, what I'm finding is that this property has potential. If we decide to hold this property for 2 years, in other words, to the time period that we left in 2025, this property can do a couple of things for us. One of the things that it can do for us is it can give us an opportunity to sell the property. And if we decide to sell the property, what we would eventually do is we'd go through the selling process, we'd pay the costs associated with sale, and we would get a return on investment of about $32,250. That's in addition to the $27,000 that we put into the deal. Now, what does that mean? It means that we effectively turn $27,000 into $59,250 if we sell this property in 2 years. That gives us a total rate of return of about 120%. Is 120% return on your money a good return on your money? And I think it is. I think if you can get 120% return on your money, that's effectively 60% return per year. 60% return on your money per year. Where in 2023 are you getting 60% return on your money? I know you're not getting it in savings accounts. Even though savings accounts are paying interest, you're not getting a 60% return on investment. You're probably not getting it in the stock market either because, well, the stock market is kind of going through some tumultuous times in 2023, is it not? It is. So you're probably not getting those kinds of returns. But you have the potential to get that kind of return. And I'm not saying you're going to get that kind of return because I'm in 2023 telling you what I think could happen in 2025. I'm not in 2025 telling you what's going to happen because we're stuck in 2023, right? Okay. I'm thinking that's not a bad return on investment. it might make sense for us to go ahead and sell the property. But one of the things we remember from 2025, because we were just there, just moments ago, we were in 2025, is the argument that interest rates were coming down, right? And interest rates have rebalanced a little bit. I mean, if you compare where they are here in 2023 at 7.94% compared to where they were technically yesterday, which is in the future, of 7.01, interest rates have come down. But does it make sense to refinance the property and continue to own and operate it? Well, that's a good question for AI. But remember, AI doesn't exist right now because we're stuck in the past. Let me check my phone and see what Rick says. All right, Rick says, you got to take the Dumaflachi, push the thingamajigger, and what? Really? It's as simple as that? Hold on, I'm too embarrassed to tell you. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And I'm going to tell you what he said to do. Hit Control Alt Delete. Yeah, he said hit Control Alt Delete. Yeah, so I'm hitting Control. Look at that. Everything seems to be resetting. Oh, look at that. Everything's coming back online. Holy smokes. We might be able to go back to the future where I could continue this radio show. So let's get in my time machine, my budget TARDIS. That's, yeah, it's small in here. I get it. Let's go back to the present day in 2025. Oh, we're here. That didn't take long. Yeah, I thought that might have taken 2 years to do, but no, that worked out. Hey, Rick, Rick's listening to me now because he listens to everything that I say on the radio. I don't know that he gets the information that I put out when I'm back in 2023, because I don't think the time machine is built for that kind of communication flow. But at least Rick knows we're back now, and I'm getting the blinking light on my console indicating I'm getting three blinks, which indicates all things are good. All things are well. We're back in 2025. So let's take a look at what AI has to say about whether we should potentially sell the asset or whether we should potentially refinance the asset. And I'm just going to go right to the chase. AI is telling me that what we should do is we should sell the asset. We should take the capital gain and we should move on. And part of what AI is telling me is because we're going to walk away with what? A lot of money, right? We only put $27,000 into the deal, but we're going to walk away with about $59,250 once the dust settles. So here's the question I have for you. How many assets can you buy with $59,250? And the short answer to me is probably two. Because if we were able to buy an asset 2 years ago for $27,000, and we did, and we sell that asset today, and we get $59,250 cleared once it's all said and done, we can buy two assets at $27,000 a piece. That works out to be, what, $54,000? And we still have some money left over for incidentals, or maybe our lender wants us to have additional reserves on file to cover the potential for the lending expenses as we own this property. So I'm thinking, let's not refinance, because we're not going to get the benefit of the asset going down like two full percentage points. It's only come down one full percentage point, not even a full percentage point as of today. So let's proceed with selling the property. Let's get the property sold, and let's talk about what we could do if we bought two assets to replace it. That's the game plan, because here's the point. After owning for 2 years and making money after 2 years, we're gonna sell that asset, and we're gonna double our asset footprint, which is gonna produce some benefits for us that you may not be thinking about. Now, I'm just gonna give you a sample number. This is more for educational purposes than real life numbers, but it kind of fits for what the real estate markets are doing today. So I'm not saying it's precise. I'm just saying go with the flow. We're going to buy not one, but two houses. And these houses are distressed. They're worth $200,000 a piece, but you're not going to pay $200,000 a piece for them. You're going to pay about $100,000 a piece for them because they're distressed. They actually require more rehab than the property that you just disposed of. But since you have experience doing rehab, it's okay to raise the bar a little bit more. These assets are going to require about $25,000 cash out of pocket. The rehab on these assets are going to be about $40,000, similar to what the rehab was on the property that you did. But the type of rehab necessary is a little more intensive, a little more foundation problem, a little more issues that need to be tackled than on the last property. How difficult is it on you to take on these more intensive issues? Should be immaterial. Because once you've done one, you understand the process, you can do the next one. And regardless of the work that needs to be done, remember, you're not doing the work. You're hiring people that are much more qualified than you to do the work on the asset. Your job is to effectively be the asset manager, the project manager, if you will. Your job is to make sure everything flows correctly and it gets done right the first time, not the second or third time, but the first time. That's your job. Whether you hire a general contractor or you service the general contractor yourself, that's your job. I'm just laying it out for you. This particular property will produce about $200 a month in cash flow. Actually, both of them will, about $200 a month in cash flow. So once you get both of these properties acquired, renovated, and you put them into service, you're going to start making money. You will have already made money when you purchase the property. Let's break it down for you. Your combined equity captured, your net equity captured, should be around $100,000. It's going to cost you about $50,000 to buy that additional $100,000 in equity. But these assets are giving you a better equity capture because you're able to buy them for a better price. These properties are also a little bit older than the last one, which helps you on the acquisition side. You're going to get a return on capital gain of approximately 200%. Yeah, 200%. That's $150,000 in total equity. Now, on the cash flow side, you're going to get about $4,800 per year. That's $2,400 per property. Given the fact you're putting $25,000 into each property, your cash on cash return is a little bit less than the property that you just sold. It's 9.6%. But again, that's still better than what you could get if you just parked your money somewhere else. And you wouldn't, I mean, if you parked your money somewhere else, you wouldn't get the benefit of a 200% return on capital gain by investing $50,000 of your money into $100,000 of additional equity that you're capturing. You're going to get principal pay down as you continue to own and operate these assets. You're going to get natural appreciation that will still occur. So what if you held these assets for 2 years like we held the last asset that we bought in 2023? Let's say you held this asset till 2027. What is your total return on investment? I'm looking at 119% return on investment. 119%. It means you're getting $109,415 of total return if you sold both assets at the end of year two. Now let's keep this in mind. You started with an initial investment of $27,000 back in 2023. In 2025, current time frame, you sold that asset. You received about 120% return on investment. You took that money, that $59,250, and out of it, you used $50,000 to buy two replacement assets. You're going to hold those two replacement assets while earning cash flow, principal pay down, natural appreciation. Of course, you captured a lot of equity in these particular assets. That was kind of the trade-off for the lower cash flow. And when you sell these assets in September of 2027, they should produce approximately $109,415 for you. What does that math tell you? You've quadrupled your money In 4 years, you took $27,000 and you effectively quadrupled it. In 4 years. That's like doubling it every year. Just by buying one piece of real estate and owning it for 2 years, selling it, and then buying two more pieces of real estate, owning them for 2 years, and then selling them. And what do you do with the money? You go out and you buy four more assets, because now you've got $109,000 plus the additional $9,000 that's just laying around from the previous sale that you didn't spend, right? So now you've got like $118,000. You could buy four, maybe it's possible, you could buy five assets to replace the two you just sold. See, what I'm explaining to you is the natural progression of you as a real estate investor. You are moving from a place where you started with $27,000, and now you're in a place where you've got like $118,000 to use to buy additional assets. This is how you make money in real estate. Now think about it for a minute. If you had more than, let's go back to 2023. We're not going to use a time machine, and we already know the problems with it. But if you went back to 2023, and let's say you had $100,000 available, and you could have bought four assets back then. Four assets would translate into you buying eight assets now in present time frame, right? After you sold the four. So now you're going to buy eight. And then in 2 years, you're going to sell the eight. How many can you buy to replace the eight? Short answer is 16 or more. Now, if you had 16 properties producing just $200 a month cash flow, how much money is that? $3,200 a month in cash flow, just in cash flow. And that's assuming you're just getting the minimum cash flow that we recommend you get as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. It's a lot of money. And you're doing that effectively in a four-year time period. What if you just added two more years onto that? You get to 6 years. You sell 16 or more single-family assets. Now, what are you going to do, buy 32 or more to replace it? That's going to be hard to do. I think at that point, you need to get into multifamily. You need to take advantage of the economies of scale of multifamily. And at that point, you probably have gotten yourself to a place where you can real estate retire yourself. That's the significant difference that real estate brings to the forefront. That's something you can't do with what you're doing to invest now. And if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the Start Here button, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.